Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Turn the Light On. It's your topical devotion here on 91.5 FM, and we are here today to just share with you the Word of God, and we are so excited that each and every one of you decided to join us here today on the program. I've got a special guest with me. My wife, Lisa Radlin, is here.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, Lisa?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Awesome. So glad to have you, and we're actually being joined by everybody who's listening to us as well, so we want to welcome you to the program. Hello, everyone, and thanks so much for being a part of Turn the Light On, and we are actually going to hit a specific topic today, and we're going to take that topic and we're going to break it down. We're going to look at scripture, we're going to look at ideas, and then begin to see how we can take that topic and actually implement it into our own personal lives and how that can bring life change for each one of us. So what do you think our topic's going to be today, Lisa?
Well, I know what it's going to be. It's about the book of Acts, and it's also about being baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence
awesome.
Of speaking in tongues.
Oh, wow. So we're going to go there, right?
Let's ruffle some religious feathers.
All right, man. So we are going to talk about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of different ways they say it. Walking in the power of God and the Holy Spirit. So let's dive into this. And I think if you really want to learn more about the Holy Spirit in general, you got to just stop in your life and you got to take a moment and you got to read the book of Acts. You got to look at when the Holy Spirit was given in the upper room. And you've got to really just with a heart of faith be willing to accept the idea that God has given us gifts through the Holy Spirit, that there's power that's been released to us as believers. So let's read that scripture in the beginning right there, in the very beginning of Acts.
This is Acts 1, verses 4 through 5. And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to part from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, "You have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." That was Jesus talking. And then here we have in Acts 1:8, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witness to me in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth."
I love that, because that was really Jesus' last words to everybody. He said that. And when he had spoken these things, while they watched, it says in verse 9, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. It was like, whoosh, he was just gone. So his final words were, you're going to receive power.
Wow.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you. So
that's pretty cool, because also right here in Mark 16:15-18, before Jesus ascended into heaven, he said unto them, "Go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs shall follow those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons, they will speak with new tongues, they will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it by no means will hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." So it was like before he ascended, he talked about it. And then when
right.
he came back, before he disappeared,
yeah.
he talked about it again.
Well, you notice Jesus is the first one ever to mention speaking in tongues. And I want what Jesus wants me to have, don't you? I mean,
of course.
The devil wants to cut off the power in our life. He wants to try to convince us that this isn't a spiritual gift because it's powerful. You can't do this. You don't want to do this. It's weird. It's creepy. He'll tell you anything he can to keep you from walking in this gift, because it is a gift of such power that you can't even imagine what's happening in your life and in the lives of people around you when you're praying in the Spirit, when you're walking in, you know, moving in the gifts of the Holy Spirit through, and tongues is just one of many gifts. I mean, we're kind of focusing on that just for a second, but he also said, you know, you'll lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. You know, there's power that has been released through the Great Commission, which was Jesus telling us to go into all the world.
Yes, Christians need to realize that you need the power of the Holy Spirit. We need to be filled with overflowing with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit will speak to you directly to you, and he'll show you visions. He'll give you words of knowledge to minister to others, signs and wonders. There's power when you're baptized in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I think one of the greatest things that I tell people is this. If you were the devil and you realized that somebody had a new this weapon called speaking in tongues, it was a prayer language, it was powerful, and it would actually bring damage to your kingdom, to the kingdom of darkness, they take damage when we walk in the Spirit and pray in the Holy Spirit. But if I was the devil, I'd tell everybody, it's the devil. You don't want to do that.
Right.
It's the devil, you know, and I believe that's what he has done. He has come in and he's saying, no, that's the devil. You don't want to do that, you know, and a lot of churches have adopted that philosophy and they've fallen into that trap. I hate to say it any other way, but, you know, the enemy has deceived many people into hiding and staying away from this gift because, you know, he knows the power that is in that gift, and he wants to keep us from experiencing that at any point in our life, to have power and the power of God moving in our lives and helping us. So,
speaking of power, how did you get baptized in the Holy Spirit? I mean, what was your experience like?
Well, I was actually, I had just given my life to Christ, and then I moved back to the area, and I started kind of partying again, and I was just, I don't know if I was backslidden, I just hadn't quite arrived yet, you know, and so I'm going to this draft house, and there was a guy standing out in front of the draft house that night who had said God told him to come stand there, that he was going to bring somebody by there, and that he was going to minister to them. So I start walking up, and it come to find out I knew the guy. We actually played soccer together on some teams and stuff when we were in middle school, and you know, we had known each other from high school and so forth. But he began to minister to me and share the gospel with me and share Jesus with me, and I was able to tell him that I had given my life to Jesus, but I just couldn't quite find the victory in my life over addiction and over the whole party scene and the acceptance thing, the rejection stuff that was just built into my life. And he says, man, you need to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You need to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And I was like, what is that? And he says, well, he said, you pray this prayer and then you can speak in tongues and all this stuff. He didn't know a whole lot about it, but he was willing to share it with me.
I mean, you were only like 21 years old back
then. Yeah, I'm back. It's my early 20s.
When you had hair.
Yeah, I had hair.
On your head.
And I'm standing there, and he says, just come back to my house. And, you know, he showed me this video on rock music, because I was a heavy metal singer at the time, and how there was such a demonic influence in it. And I'd never really thought of it that way. I think a lot of people that are involved in satanic things aren't necessarily thinking they're Satan worshipers. They're just involved in things that are dark because they don't know any different, and they're just moving along in life, and it's just what life looks like for them. And I went to his house, and man, we prayed this prayer, and he said, you just need to receive the Holy Spirit. And we prayed this prayer, and I was hit by like a bolt of lightning on his living room floor, knocked me to the ground. The power of God hit me so hard that, you know, I felt demons leave my body. I felt addiction just vanish from me, and I felt this power. I was literally tingling, and there was just electricity flowing through my body. I was literally almost vibrating. It was so powerful, and I was instantly delivered, healed, set free from everything that I was dealing with in that moment with addiction.
That's awesome.
And even later, he had invited me to church, and you were actually in the car with him when he picked me up and brought me to church for the first time, and that's how we met.
It was destiny.
It was destiny. But, you know, I will stand here and tell anybody that, you know, and I began to speak in tongues. I didn't even know what it was. You know, when that power of God hit me, you know, it just came out of me. Some people struggle to try to find it. There's no right or wrong way. And some people work at it, and other people, it just hits them. I don't know how to explain all of that, but I do know that I just began to speak in tongues and instantly. And I was just wrecked for God. It was so amazing.
That's awesome. When I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I was like 4 years old. Wow. My mom had brought me to church from a young age and everything, and I would see her kneeled by her bedside, and she'd be praying with these weird words. So I was like, what are you doing, mommy? Are you speaking another language, Spanish or something? And then she explained to me about speaking in tongues, and asked me if I wanted to learn how to do it, if I wanted to receive it. And so I did, and I spoke in tongues even at that young of an age, and I've continued on throughout my life doing it. And whenever I'm in a situation where I don't know what to do, if I'm facing a scenario where I'm just like, I'm driving by and I see a car accident and I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't know what's going on with that accident, I'll just start praying in tongues. So it's funny because when the kids were younger, like especially Jason, he was like 3 or 4 years old and he was in the car with me, and he knows that every time there's a car accident that I pray in tongues. So I would start praying in tongues, and then next thing you know, I hear him in the back going, oh, I see a car accident. Oh, baby in the car seat. Oh, and I'm like, what are you doing, Jason? He's like, I see a car accident and there's a baby in the car seat. I'm speaking in tongues. You know, he thought he was speaking in tongues. I thought it was so cute. But anyway, there's a lot of power in that because we're praying like the perfect prayer. We're praying in the Holy Spirit, and we're praying the perfect will of God when we pray in the Spirit.
Yeah, I mean, speaking in tongues is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit, guys. Read your Bibles. It's in there. It hasn't vanished. It hasn't gone away. Hundreds of thousands of believers speak in tongues these days because they've known the truth, then they've read the word, they've proven it for themselves, and we want you to know that this is legitimate, that this is something that every one of you can know and experience, and you're more than, you're more than able to hit us up if you want more information on this. You can go to testimony@ourlighthouse.net, send us a message. It's easy to get to a place where you can understand this better. There's a lot of information available. We don't have to be ashamed to speak in tongues. Jesus told us to do it.
If the word of the living God tells me to speak in tongues, then I want to speak in tongues. And speaking in tongues is a doorway to see miracles and visions and prophetic words and direction from the Lord.
You know, the Apostle Paul wrote half the New Testament. All the disciples wrote most of the New Testament, and every one of them spoke in tongues. And a lot of times the argument has been that the enemy has presented to people is that, well, that was then, this is now, it's not a gift for today, that it vanished, it went away, that was only for them. But that's not true. It's for today. It's happening right here, right now. It's available for each and every one of us. So let's go over into Acts chapter 2. And Lisa, why don't you read a little bit about the day of Pentecost,
because Pentecost read up
is
until,
actually, it's on the way.
I'll read up until verse 8, and then when the big words come in, that's when you'll come in.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because I can't pronounce this. When the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused, because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all of these who speak Galileans?"
How is it that we hear each in our own language in which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya adjoining Cyrene. Visitors from both Rome, Jews, proselytes, Cretans, Arabs, we hear them speaking in our tongues the wonderful works of God. So they're literally speaking in tongues. They don't know what they're saying. And a lot of times when I speak in tongues, I don't know what I'm saying. I have had interpretation of tongues when I've spoken in them, but the majority of the time, I don't know what I'm saying. But these guys were all hearing them speaking their languages that they were born under, and they were hearing them speak the glory of God through those languages.
That is so awesome.
So one of the things that we can take from this portion of scripture is that when you speak in tongues, you could be speaking another language that you don't know, but it could be an earthly language,
right,
that God is using you to speak through. And you could be praying for somebody in another country in their language, things like that. I've felt like at different times when I was speaking in tongues that I was speaking Chinese or Oriental dialect.
I had that happen to me. I was driving through the Space Center and I started praying in tongues and it sounded Mandarin sounding, like Asian or something. So I recorded it, and then I said to my daughter, Jenna, next time we go to get our nails done at the salon, I'm just going to start playing it. Who knows? Maybe I'm like talking to them or something. Well, I did, but nobody responded. So I don't know if it said anything or what, but it was just really a different dialect than I've ever done before, and it was really cool.
It's interesting. Well, one thing that I do see in that portion of scripture in Acts chapter 2 is, you know, they were all in one accord. They were all together. You know, when you look at the Greek word homeo, related to the term homothymidon, it's translated in one accord. And literally, it may mean that they were together in a group, but spiritually it refers to them as individuals all working together harmoniously or within the same heart, within the same mind. So what I think is when we are praying in the Spirit, we are becoming one heart with God. We're becoming one mind with Him, and we're allowing the Holy Spirit to use our mouth to pray mysteries into the world, you know, because if I knew what I was saying, you know, when I was speaking in tongues, then I might actually get involved in it and mess it up.
Right.
I think a lot of times we don't necessarily know what we're praying because God is saying, I'm going to pray the perfect prayer for the world and for this situation or whatever you're looking at in the moment that you begin to speak in tongues or pray in the Spirit. You know, a lot of times you said, like when you're in an accident, you don't know what's going on there.
Right.
But the Holy Spirit does, and He can release words, because life and death are in the power of what?
In the tongue.
So if life and death are in the power of the tongue, doesn't it make sense that there would be a heavenly language of tongues that would be there to release power into the earth through us? Because we have the dominion in the earth. God gave the earth to us as human beings. So He is now waiting for us to partner with Him and allow our dominion to be used by Him in the earth. So when we pray in tongues, when we speak in an unknown tongue, we're actually allowing the Holy Spirit to speak whatever it is that He desires to speak into the world, and our words have power.
Yes.
We've done, you know, we were just talking about that actually.
For sure.
And when we release that power, then we are actually fulfilling the promise and the will of God in our lives and in the lives of the earth, because we're taking dominion over the earth and we're fighting against darkness to take the world back.
Well, all who are born again have the Holy Spirit. When you receive Jesus, you do have the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
But not all Christians have the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Because after you get saved, you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the evidence in the language of the Holy Spirit, and then you'll speak in tongues. So in Acts 8:14-17, now when the apostles who were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent Peter and John to them, who, when they had come down, prayed with them that they might receive the Holy Spirit. For as yet He had fallen upon none of them. They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they laid hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, I love that scripture, because what it says is, you know, like you were saying, we have the Holy Spirit. When we give our lives to God, when we give our lives to Jesus, you know, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and the Father are one. So we have the Holy Spirit, but there is a subsequent experience called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, where we are immersed and we are baptized in the Holy Spirit and power. And through that, we begin to see and experience the power of God. I think that, you know, a lot of people say, well, I already have the Holy Spirit. I don't need that. No, you do. You need to be baptized. It's no different than you believed in Jesus, but you still need to be water baptized.
Right.
You know, one of seven baptisms that there are, you have water baptism, repentance, baptism of Moses, baptism of Jesus. But the baptism of the Holy Spirit is one of those baptisms. So we are highly recommending that, you know, from Scripture and saying that it, according to Acts 8:14-17, there is a subsequent experience called the baptism of the Holy Spirit, that even though you have the Holy Spirit, you need that baptism, because God's not going to force anything on us in our lives. He's not going to make us, you know, get baptized in the Holy Spirit. He's waiting for us to say, I would like to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. And at that point, he will baptize
you. And Jesus wants us to have it. And I want what Jesus wants.
Yes, absolutely.
If he wants me to have that, I want to have it.
I love it
because I've experienced such great things when I pray in spirit. I see manifestations of the Holy Spirit, and he speaks to me, and it's just a really amazing gift.
Yeah, I believe that the speaking in tongues part of our walk with being spirit-filled as believers, because, you know, Jesus wants us all to experience every aspect of the life of God in our lives. But I think that we need to realize that there is power that is going to be released, that there is a move that God wants to make in our lives to bring us in a power situation where we are now operating in with God's power in us. And I think a lot of that happens when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit.
That's so good.
Yeah, so I would say to each and every one of you that the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a subsequent experience that you can have after you've accepted Jesus in your life. Can you be baptized in the Holy Spirit if you haven't received Jesus? No, you can't. But once you've accepted Jesus Christ in your life, you've been cleansed by his blood, and you are now forgiven and pure and holy and righteous. Now you can be filled with the Holy Spirit, and his presence can come into your life. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk just a little bit more about how to do that, and we'll see you in just a moment.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Lighthouse Generational Ministries wants to remind you that we have so many things to do here at the church. Every Tuesday night at 6:30, we have our young adult ministry, Vessel. Vessel is for ages 18 to 29 years old, and they meet in the round building on our campus and have a great time in worship and learning. Every Wednesday night at 6 p.m., we have Lifeline Youth. 7th to 12th graders gather for dinner in the Fellowship Hall, and then they hang out till 8:30 playing games, learning, and just being teens. Encourage your kids to put down that game controller and come have some real fun. Every Thursday, we have men's and ladies' Bible study here at Lighthouse. A relevant teaching of the Bible is always on hand, so come out and join us as we grow together as a church family.
There's something for the entire family at Lighthouse, so plug in today. For more details, call the church office at 321-452-1012 or check online at ourlighthouse.net. All right, everybody, it's time for the flea market here at Lighthouse Christian Church. It's going to be April the 29th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. There will be two options for you to have your own booth here at the flea market. So you can rent for $25 a 10 by 10 outdoor space, or for $35 you can be in the air conditioning. That's right, we're going to have indoor tables. All you need to do is go to our website at ourlighthouse.net, click on the flea market tab to fill out your registration form, or you can just come on out to the church and shop till you drop. That's right, we'll have all kinds of vendors here. It's going to be a great day for you to come out and find lots of treasure here in the search for flea market gold. So come on out. We'll see you guys at the Lighthouse Christian Church flea market Saturday, April the 29th.
All right, everybody, we're back. And we want to just thank each and every one of you for joining us today. It's kind of a controversial topic, but you know what? I've really enjoyed talking. We've shared scripture about it. We've shared our own life experiences about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. So I guess ultimately what I'm trying to say is I recommend it. You should actually find someone that's baptized in the Holy Spirit and does speak in tongues and get them to show you how they did it, and do it yourself, because it will release power into your life. And when you have that power in your life, you'll begin to have experiences. Gifts and spiritual gifts will start to flow through your life. Prophetic giftings, healings, and things will begin to happen around you and through you in your life. Lisa, you said you had a little testimony you wanted to share.
Yes, yesterday I was praying in tongues while I was driving around serving papers, and then all of a sudden a song came in my heart that I hadn't heard since I was like 10 years old, back in when I was in elementary school at a different church. And it was, I saw a girl that was singing that song in the church that I was at. And I thought, that's so weird. I haven't thought about her in like 40 years. Like, why all of a sudden is she coming to my heart? So I wrote her name down. I wrote the name of the song down. And I just started praying in the spirit over her and just praying over her. Then I went ahead and looked her up on Facebook, and I found her, and I sent her a message saying, I know this is random, but I just wanted to let you know I've been praying for you, that you just came to my heart. And I know you have such an angelical voice, and I remember you singing a song years ago, and it just, you came to my heart, and I'm just praying for you. And she was like, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I really needed prayer. And turns out she was having like a problem with her mom where they weren't getting along. She asked me if I would pray for that situation. And she asked if there's anything she could pray for me. I said, well, you could pray for me and my mom. And, you know, my mom's got dementia and we have some struggles there. And so we were able to pray for each other. And I was like, wow, God is so good. Like, I haven't seen this girl since I was 10 years old. And now he's hooked us both back up again to be able to pray for each other and pray for our mothers. And it was just really an awesome experience, and it just came through praying in the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, that's amazing when you think about that, and that God brought all of that and orchestrated all of that just simply from a random thought, which you think, oh yeah, it's just my imagination, but it's not. When you pray in the Spirit, God will take your imagination, he'll give you dreams, he'll give you visions, he'll give you situations and scenarios like that where you can, you'll just randomly think of somebody and you're like, I just feel like I'm supposed to pray for them, or maybe contact them or something like that. So guys, we just want to encourage you. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is real. Speaking in tongues is biblical, and we would love to explain that and help you walk through that in any way, shape, or form. If you need to, contact the church office at 321-452-1012. This is Kevin and Lisa. Thanks for tuning in to Turn the Light On.
Bye-bye.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are Sundays at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. or by social media any time of the day or night. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to meet you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.